We do have a couple prayer requests for this morning. Pray for Chris Carnahan, Chris Carnahan has his next chemo treatment tomorrow and will meet with the oncologist to discuss MRI results. There we go. And then pray for my little sister, Renee Guilford, who is having surgery this morning at 10 o'clock. And she told me, she says, sis, I'm getting nervous. So I called her this morning just to encourage her and, you know, remind her who's with her.
Yes.
And then Mignon asked us to pray for Ashley to have safe travels.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are mindful of every need in our life, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that there is no respecter of persons in you. Lord, what you will do for one, you will do for all. And Lord, so we lift up Chris Carnahan. Lord, you know that he has his next chemo treatment tomorrow. Lord, and I ask you, God, that you will be with him as he meets the oncologist, and that they discuss the MRI results. Lord, we ask you to give him a good report. Father, there's nothing too hard for you. God, you have never met a disease that you could not heal. You have all power and authority. You made these bodies in the first place, and you know how to fix them. Lord, I'm reminded of how it says when we buy something, and it says if something goes wrong with this, don't try to fix it yourself. Send it back to the original manufacturer. Lord, you are our original manufacturer. You created these bodies, and you brought them forth. And Lord, so we ship Brother Chris back to you. Lord, and we ask you, God, that you would heal everything, Lord, in his body that is out of order, Father, and that you would bring it into order according to the word of God and into wholeness. Lord, we speak wholeness over him in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that his test results would give great results, Lord, and that they would be even amazed, Lord, because the great physician did what man could not do. And Lord, we ask you, God, to show yourself mighty on his behalf. And we believe you, Lord. We believe your word, Lord, that says that you will, that if we believe, Lord, everything is possible to those that believe. And Lord, we thank you, God, for doing that, Lord, for us, Father. And, Lord, we ask you that you would touch Renee this morning, Lord, that as she's having this surgery, Lord, you know all about it. Father, we ask that the peace of God that passes all understanding would come and keep her heart and her mind, Lord, and that she would just relax, Lord, knowing that she's in the hands of God and that God is guiding the hands of the one doing the surgery and giving him wisdom and showing him how to do, Lord. And we ask, God, that no complications would arise. In Jesus' name, amen, Father. And we ask you, God, for Ashley, Lord, as she travels, God, as she goes where she's going, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your angels encamp round about us and keep us in all of our ways. Lord, we ask you that you would go before her and prepare her way, Lord, and that you would follow after her, Lord, and be on every side, Lord, and that the angels would keep her from anything. God, that she wouldn't have any car trouble, that, Lord, that she would have good roads, Lord, and that she would not have any traffic snarls, Lord, in Jesus' name, help her to make good time, Lord, and get there before she thought she would, Lord, and let her just have a blessed trip of God, protected by the hand of God, in Jesus' name, because, Lord, in you we live and we move and we have our being, and we know that you encamp around about those that fear you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at, Tina, would you give the phone number off the card?
580-243-8635.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all, she won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest this morning is Sister Mary Fullerton, and her title is What Do We Know?
Yes, and we're talking about how sometimes people think more of themselves, you know, but the Bible says that we're supposed to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And then in Galatians 6:3 it says, "For if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." And see, in our own selves, there is no righteousness in us. We are flesh. And so the only goodness in us is what God gives us. Mm-hmm. And we must know that if there's any goodness in us, it's because God's been working. 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able. And then 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, that shows how when Christ comes in, he makes every person a new creature. And it says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And there may have been things in our lives that kind of got a hold of us, different habits or things that our flesh still struggles with. But this verse describes what happens. As we look to God, he changes us. Mm-hmm. And he takes us from glory to glory. It's like you're climbing up a ladder, and every step that you take up the ladder, God makes another little change in your life, and it's a good change. Mm-hmm. You know, and all of those, he takes away all of those old things out of our life, and he replaces them with good things from God. And so we are changed gradually more and more into the image of God from glory to glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. We can't do that for ourselves. It's a miraculous thing God does in us. So it reminded me of another little song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
That was my favorite kids song in so, kids' church.
Uh-huh. So, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and 5. It's talking about God's kind of love. Not human love, but God's kind of love. And it calls it charity in the Bible, but it's love. And it says, love or charity suffereth long and is kind. See, this is the kind of love God gives us. Mm. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not. And vaunteth, I looked that up, and it means to brag on, to boast, or to call attention to. Have you ever seen anybody that just wanted all the attention? Mm-hmm. You know, and they did everything to tell them, well, this is what I did, you know. And they just brag about all their accomplishments and all their awards and, you know. Mm-hmm. It says love does not do that. And it's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly, and it seeks not her own, and it is not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. Now, that came out of 1 Corinthians 13, and that whole chapter is the love chapter. And it's things that we ought to try to come and to be, let God form his image in us in those things. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the only way that it happens. We can't make ourselves all of those things. Mm-hmm. God has to do it through for us. And so, you know, especially, I think some of these things are just, it's just fleshly, carnal, human nature. Mm-hmm. We get easily provoked. The first thing when we hear something about something, we think all the bad things that are going to happen or that could happen. And we want all the attention, like I said before. And we think we know it all, you know. We know just how to do that. Nobody can do it any better than me, you know. And so we lean to our fleshly human nature. when we know Christ, we try to do that less and less. We try to give ourselves over to what we say, Lord, form your love in me. Give me your love. Help me to do what I cannot do in my own flesh. I choose to react the right way. I choose to bite my tongue and not say those naughty words. I choose to not hurt somebody's feelings. I choose not to haul off and hit somebody just because they did something to me. You know, I choose to act like Jesus. I purposely choose to act like Jesus. And Lord, I'm going to need your help to act like you, because I can't do nothing in myself. I'll fail every time that I depend on myself. But if I depend on you, I'll win. Because you're a winner, Lord. And you make me a winner. And so and that helps him form himself in us to where we become more like God. Every little time we win even a small victory, we're making progress. And so, anyway, 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh that he standeth take heed lest he fall. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking about in your heart? Do you think you can make it on your own?
No.
No. Lord, I need your help. My righteousness is filthy rags, but I want your righteousness, Lord. And then Galatians 3:10-11. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law is in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And verse 12 says, and the law is not of faith. But in verse 13 it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, he did that for us so he could exchange his goodness for our crud. for our fleshly nature. He became a curse. He hung on the cross for us. He took all the, and he said, all you have to do is accept what I did for you on the cross and ask me to change it, and I'll do it. Ephesians 6:5-8. Servants, be obedient to your master, or I've written up above, to your boss. We know what a boss is.
Right.
So, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. So he said, you know, you see some people on the job, they just do what they know the boss wants them to do as long as the boss is there. Mm-hmm. But when the boss disappears, they play around. You know, God says, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. He said, but you do what as a service unto the Lord. Do everything as though you're doing it for the Lord. And so you're serving the Lord. Doing the will of God from the heart with goodwill service and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing any man does, he will receive it back from the Lord. And he won't just receive it in the same measure as he gave. God always multiplies his benefits back to us. He's an adder and a multiplier. He also subtracts the things that are harmful to us out of our life, the things that do not do us any good. He's a real good mathematician. So, and anyway, he divides us from things that are going to harm us. He takes them away from us. Okay. Hebrews 9, 14 and 15. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, that's what Christ did, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. We've got an inheritance in heaven reserved for us. And I tell the Lord all the time, I tell other people this too. You know, God says, I've gone to prepare a place for you. Well, I said, you know, even if he wasn't preparing me a mansion, I would be rich. Because if I had to sleep on the street in heaven, I'd be sleeping on gold. That would be greater than anything I had down here. And so, but he's building us a mansion too. You know, and so we have an eternal inheritance. It's not something that's going to go away in just a few years. It's eternal. We're talking about eternal. Make sure you spend it in heaven. I don't want to spend it in hell, because it's going to be just as long in hell as it is going to be in heaven. Hebrews 10:36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't cast away your eternal life in heaven. Don't cast it away. Pay the price, whatever God asks you to do, because he'll give you the strength and the courage and the know-how and everything else that it takes. He'll walk that road with you. He never leaves you and never forsakes you. He gives you what you need to make it. James 1, 4 through 8. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, if you waver, it says. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then Colossians 2:6 says, as ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And then Hebrews 12:23 says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And that's my concluding word. Don't give up. You know, don't give up. Serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And say, Lord, I need everything you got to give me. Because he'll be your sufficiency. He's more than sufficient. He does exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. What power works in us? He lives on the inside of us. And his Holy Spirit is there. And we do all things through him.
That's right.
So we're a winner. We're not losers. We're a winner. Stick with Jesus. He'll take you through.
Amen. You always bring good food.
Yes.
the Lord always prepares good through food through you to bring to this table,
well,
and we appreciate you.
He did it best this time because I said, Lord, what do you want me to give? And he gave me two words, and I looked them up in my concordance, and it had all these scriptures there.
Oh, wow.
And it just lined it out. He always does that.
He's so awesome.
Yes, he is. It ain't me. He does it. He just does it for me. And I give him all the praise and all the glory.
Amen. So this weekend, I've been going through quite a bit the last few weeks. And this weekend, I sat home and just breathed. And I got on Prime Video through my Roku, and I found my favorite movie. And I purchased it because it's a really, really good movie. And it's called The Case for Christ. And if you've never seen this movie, I want to encourage you to watch this movie. It is a story of an investigative journalist and avowed atheist who applies his skills to disprove the Christian faith of his wife with life-altering results. This is what it looks like if you search it on your Roku or whatever. And it's a story of Lee Strobel. And I just want to encourage you, if you have doubts, disbeliefs, or if you know someone, I want to encourage you to watch this movie and recommend this movie.
We appreciate you coming and sharing, Miss Mary. You always have lots of scripture.
Well, you know, that's the most important thing you can give is God's word.
That's right.
And I want people to know that what I say comes from the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's why I give you chapter and verse. I call that your chapter and verse is what I call the address, you know, because,
yeah.
you know your street address, and that's one of the first things you teach your kid is their address.
Right.
So that if they get lost, you can tell somebody to, this is where I live, you know. And so it's the most important, the address of the Word of God, where to find these wonderful, encouraging scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
That's right.
Because what we hide in our heart, it says, hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against him.
That's right.
That word will raise up a standard against the enemy.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I don't think that I remember what I've read, when I need it, it's in there.
Yeah.
It comes up. I don't always remember the exact address.
Yeah.
But it does come up.
But if you're like me, the Lord will just give you one word in that scripture, and you go look it up, and there it is in your concordance.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, I just got a concordance, so I'm learning it.
So, well, see, I have a little one in the back of your Bibles. There's these concordances. See, it gives all these words, and it just lists phrases of scripture, and then it gives the scripture reference right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, like witness, it says in Genesis 31:50 and 1 Thessalonians 2:5, God's witness. One witness shall not testify, Numbers 35:30. Lord, the Lord be witness between us, Judges 11:10. My witness is in heaven, Job 16:19. A faithful witness in heaven, Psalms 89:37. Ungodly witness scorneth judgment, Proverbs 19:28. Lord, be a faithful witness between us, Jeremiah 42:5. Okay. For if I bear witness of myself, John 5:31, I have greater witness than John. John 5:36 and 37. The Holy Ghost is witness to us, Hebrews 10:15. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, Revelation 1:5. So,
awesome.
See, there's all those scriptures under that have the word witness in them. Now, and this is not probably all there are,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they listed some of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that from A to Z.
Yeah.
You know, every word that's under there. And so, anyway.
It's been good seeing you this morning, Miss Mary.
Uh-huh.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, our sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.